From NPR News in Washington, I'm Giles Snyder. This morning's launch of the first commercial spacecraft destined to dock with the International Space Station ran into a glitch. From member station WMFE, Matthew Petty was watching the launch attempt and reports a potential engine problem was detected moments before liftoff.
With good weather and the International Space Station in position over Florida, the launch was in its final countdown.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0, and liftoff. We've had a cutoff. Liftoff did not occur.
But after a rumble and a brief flash of fire, the Dragon capsule atop its Falcon 9 rocket remained on the pad at Cape Canaveral. NASA and SpaceX officials say the launch computer detected high chamber pressure in one of the rocket's engines, forcing a shutdown. The rocket's now being made safe, and the next opportunity for launch is not until Tuesday morning. For NPR News, I'm Matthew Petty at Kennedy Space Center.
Chinese activist Chen Guangcheng was taken from a hospital in Beijing today, and now he's left China. Speaking Mandarin at the airport in Beijing, Chen told a reporter that he is leaving for New York with his wife and two children. The flight is scheduled to arrive in New Jersey this morning. Chen triggered a diplomatic standoff when he escaped from 19 months of house arrest and sought the protection of U.S. diplomats. He spent the last 3 weeks in a hospital. President Obama and other G8 leaders are at Camp David in the Maryland Mountains. They're gathered there for talks, mainly focusing on Europe's debt crisis in Afghanistan. Tomorrow, Mr. Obama will host the NATO summit in Chicago. Protesters have been marching in the streets of Chicago, and more demonstrations are planned today on the eve of that NATO summit meeting. But as NPR's David Shaper reports, the protest rallies and marches thus far have for the most part remained peaceful.
After a downtown Chicago rally organized by a nurses' union ended Friday, hundreds of protesters from other groups took to the streets. Scores of Chicago police officers watched and followed, but for the most part allowed the protesters to march wherever they wanted. There have been a few arrests, but Chicago Police Superintendent Gary McCarthy says if there's trouble, Chicago police will not move toward the demonstrators in a big, forceful line.
Moving forward is the old tactic that we've seen results in people running through the street and tear gas and things that we don't want to see in the city of Chicago.
Instead, McCarthy says Chicago police will employ a new tactic of extracting the few troublemakers from the crowd so those who are protesting peacefully can continue to do so. David Shaper, NPR News, Chicago.
A bond hearing is scheduled this morning for three people arrested while protesting the NATO summit. Police say the three have been charged with terrorism conspiracy, stemming from allegations that they plan to make Molotov cocktails. You're listening to NPR News. Anxiety about the European debt crisis continues to haunt Wall Street as Steve Beckner of Market News International reports stock prices fell for a third straight week.
Ahead of a weekend Group of Eight summit on the European crisis, investors were hoping the market would get a boost from the launch of Facebook shares. But the debut was marred by delays, leaving the social networking stock up only moderately Friday. In volatile overall trading, three shares fell for every one that rose on the New York Stock Exchange. The Dow Jones Industrial Average, the Standard & Poor's 500, and the NASDAQ Composite all fell substantially. For the week, the Dow was off 3.5%, the S&P 4.33%, and the NASDAQ 5.33%. For NPR News, I'm Steve Beckner.
More than 1,000 firefighters are battling a pair of wildfires, one in northern Colorado and the other north of Phoenix, Arizona. The Colorado fire, about 20 miles northwest of Fort Collins, is about halfway contained. The blaze in Arizona is only about 10% contained. It forced the evacuation of the historic mining town of Crown King. A 73-year-old Japanese woman broke her own record today. Tamai Watanabe became the oldest woman ever to scale Mount Everest in 2002, and she's climbed Everest again. The China-Tibet Mountaineering Association says Watanabe reached Everett's summit this morning with four other team members. And the second jewel in horse racing's Triple Crown is being run today. Despite a second-place finish at the Kentucky Derby, Bodemeister is the Preakness favorite. Bodemeister is one of only six horses that ran in the Derby to come to the Pimlico Racecourse outside Baltimore, Maryland. I'm Giles Snyder, NPR News.